And we started last month here on the Radio Cafe a new feature. Marina La Palma is going to come to us from time to time talking about authors and books. This segment is called Booked Up, and here now is Marina La Palma.
A native speaker is someone who's based in a language, and the narrator and protagonist of Native Speaker by Chang Ray Lee is, in that sense, an American. Henry Park was born just after his mother landed in the U.S. from Korea, and he grew up in New York. But his upbringing as the only son of a strict, hardworking Korean father who runs first one and eventually a chain of profitable grocery stores is steeped in the traditions of his parents' homeland and the bitter realities of immigrant striving. Like all of us, his ethnicity is inscribed in his body. He makes his way in life in his mid-30s as a well-groomed, attractive, personable, educated Asian working for a nebulous private spy agency whose clients want personal inside information on people. Unlike government spying, this is done for profit and staffed by people who look like their targets, that is, non-white agents who know how to insinuate themselves into places and scenes where they can become trusted insiders from which they can file reports on the individual who is their target. Henry Park, therefore, is a very strange person. He's also an everyman, like millions of others, who enacts the rituals of family, work, duties, and social interactions, and suffers the universal afflictions we all face. The loss of his son, the way a couple can be ripped apart by the death of a child, longing for his wife, who has grown distant. One's native language gets set around the age of 5 to 10 years of age, perhaps into the teens for some, but extremely rarely after that age does one not bear a trace of the tongue-shaping forms of the primary language. A first language can be forgotten, but at some point our mouths, if not our brains, harden into the shape of the tongue we use. In the same way, we harden into the basic assumptions and roles that our position in life drops upon us like a bell jar, whether they are privilege or deep discomfort and a severe disjuncture between our outer persona and what we feel inside, or worse yet, what we are not aware of feeling. Family, tradition, training, Confucian obedience to his father, in spite of years of arguments, these are what shapes Henry Park. His complete and ingrained discretion is his strength in his work, but the way it spills over into his personal life is destroying his marriage. His non-Korean wife's parents are succinctly drawn by the author, and here's a quote from the book. Her father was one of those tall, angular, self-embalming types, Groton, Princeton, Harvard Business School. His neatly trimmed silver hair, tailored suits, unmitigating stare, and trim old body said it all. Chief Executive Officer, do not f*** with this man. He seems to be the only one who actually gets what Henry does for a living and thinks it's perfectly normal, having hired the equivalent services in his day. Henry's mother-in-law finds him old-style charming, like back in the 50s. Though he knows this is her form of exoticism. The thing is, he fits in everywhere and belongs nowhere. Henry is an alienated being, fundamentally good, but imprisoned in the confines of a memory world constructed by his parents from the fragments of the world they had to abandon. It's a state that will be familiar to anyone of immigrant parents or who, like me, came to this country in childhood, yet grew up within a parental recreation and preservation of their home country, which meanwhile continued to change on its own course and would thus not actually be home even if they went back. What Henry Park does is so completely inscrutable that he seems never to let his guard down. Except there is no guard, because his inner world is one of amorphous longings and disparate memories which he has never learned to interrogate, except intellectually. He muses on ancient Rome and, quote, all their conquered outer people they brought to the city as ambassadors, lovers, soldiers, slaves, who carried with them their native spice and fabric, contagion and language. This novel is an American tragedy, the story of a highly idiosyncratic individual who also represents millions of others like himself, in particular the mighty mass of immigrants that make up a huge part of this nation. He excels in having an amiable but bland exterior, seeming to be trustworthy, and in many ways actually being so. But his job is to summarize his target's entire life world and file a report on it, which will go he knows not where. Park is sent to infiltrate the election campaign organization of a rising star Korean-American local politician. When he does, well, I'll let you read it for yourself. Native Speaker is Chang Rae Lee's first published novel from 1995. I look forward to reading his most recent novel, On Such a Full Sea. Set in a dystopic future, it portrays a society that looks a lot like the present, but with much less euphemism about the strict system of control that keeps the haves and the have-nots in their places. This is Marina La Palma, and I'm booked up.